The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 24, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Sunasam Nattama Neme Janadiva Nachaiva Na Bhavishyama Sarve Vayam Ataparam. Krishna is giving more enlightenment on the living entity, soul. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Now, Krishna says that in the past I existed, so also you, and so also all the soldiers and the kings who have assembled in this fighting, they existed in the past. For the present, there is no question of asking, we are existing. And in the future also, it is not that we shall not exist. That means we shall exist. So, what is I, you, and others? I am individual person, you are individual person, and all others, they are also, each and every one of them, individual person. So, in the past, we are all individuals. At present, we are all individuals. And in the future also, we shall remain individual. So, where there is question of merging, become one. Here Krishna says, that in the past we are individual persons. In the present we are all individual persons. And in future also we shall remain individual. So the Mayavadi theory that impersonal, how it stands, neither God is impersonal nor the living entities are impersonal. Every one of us person. The difference between the Supreme Person and our personality is that He is all-powerful, we are limited. Our power is limited. Everything our limit. Anu Prabhu. He is great, we are small. He is infinite, we are infinitesimal. Very small. Otherwise, in other qualities, we are one. There is no difference. Satchidananda Vigraha, in eternity, in blissfulness and in knowledge, everything is there. But Krishna's knowledge and our knowledge differ. Just like Krishna says, imam vivasati yugam praptavan aham advayam. I spoke this yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, long, long ago to the sun god. Vivashan manabe prah. And the sun god explained it to his son, Manu. And Manu, again, in his turn, he explained to his son, Ikkhaku. In this way, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is coming by the disciplic succession. So, Krishna says, I spoke. So it is millions and millions, at least 400,000 millions of times millions of years ago, according to the calculation of Manu, so Krishna said millions and millions of years ago, this Bhagavad Gita, he remembers. But Arjuna inquired from him, how can I believe that you spoke this Bhagavad Gita millions and millions of years ago to Sun God, because we are contemporary. Krishna and Arjuna, they are practically of the same age. So Arjuna was calculating as a human being about Krishna. That was his mystery. That was his not mystery. That was his inquiry to clear the mystery of power. We mistake Krishna as one of us, because Krishna comes down as human being. We, due to our lack of knowledge, poor fund of knowledge, we think Krishna is as good as we are. But actually it is not. Krishna is God. We are ordinary living entities. His knowledge, His power of remembrance, His power of knowing everything perfectly is different from ours. But unfortunately, we think God may be little greater than me. That is that Dr. Frog philosophy. We have explained several times. Kupamandukanna, the frog within the well, he is calculating the dimension of Pacific Ocean. So by this frog philosophical way, we cannot understand what is God. We must receive the knowledge from God Himself or from a person who knows God. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Now, according to Mahabharata philosophy, they say that there is no duality. It is a kind of illusion that we see difference between God and ourselves. That is Maya. Then, Krishna is not advocating herewith about the impersonal feature of the Lord. He says, he is God Himself. He says, I was existing as I am existing now. And in future also I shall exist like this. So he was speaking as individual person. So in the past he says that I was individual person, and in the present he is individual person. So why these Mayavadi philosophers do not understand this direct version from the Supreme Personality of God? Because Asuri Bhavama Sita, the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not accept the supremacy of the personality of Godhead. They think God is as good as they are. Therefore, they introduce themselves as Narayana. But according to Vaishnava philosophy, Narayan cannot be equal to any one of us. What to speak of us? Narayan cannot be equally estimated even with great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. That is the Vaishnava Puran says, Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samaptena Vikheta Sa Pashandi Bhavedhruvam. Anyone who calculates Narayan the Supreme Personality of Godhead, equal with such demigods, not what to speak of ordinary human being, even big, big demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, he immediately becomes a passionate atheist. So, if the Mayavadi philosophy, they put forward this argument that because we are now in Maya, we are thinking that we are different from God. But Krishna is making thus such differentiation that he is making, he is saying, you and I and all these. So does it mean that Krishna is also covered by Maya or illusion? Because he is very clearly differentiating between him and the living entities, all individuals. So if the Mayavadi philosopher is right that this differentiation is due to our illusion, then we have to accept Krishna is also an illusion, because he is making differentiation. So if Krishna is in illusion, then what is the use of taking his version? Because our proposition is that we have to take knowledge from the perfect person. So if Krishna is in illusion, then how he can become perfect person and the knowledge delivered by him is perfect? No, Krishna is not illusion, we are in illusion. Krishna is not illusion. Krishna cannot be in illusion. In the Vedas, in the Katha Upanishad, as well as in the Sita Satara Upanishad, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer of innumerable living entities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Bahunam Vidadhati Kama. There is Eka and Bahu. The Bahu, they are also Nitya and Chetana. That means we living entities. We are also Chetan and eternal. And Krishna is also eternal and Chetan. So far, the living symptoms and the eternity is concerned, both the living entities and God, Krishna, they are one. But the difference is that Eka Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman, that one, that chief one, he, although he is eternal and living force as we are, but he is the chief, he maintains all others. That is the version. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eka Bahunam Jo Vidadhati Kaman Tam Atmastham Je Anupasanti Dhirat Tesham Shanti Sasatim Netaresham. This is the version from Kathopanishad. Nitya Nityanam, he is the supreme eternal amongst all the other eternals. Chetana Chetanana, he is the supreme living force amongst all other living forces. Eka Bahunam Jo Vidudhati Kaman, that one singular number, Eka, he is providing, maintaining all other living entities. From Atmastham, he is also in everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Tam Atmasam ja anupasanti dhira. Anyone who can perceive his presence, dhira, very highly learned, or very gentle, dhira. Dhira means who is not disturbed. He is called dhira. And there are others who are called adhira. Adhira means those who are disturbed. So those who are in the material world, they are always disturbed. And those who are on the spiritual platform, they are dhira. Dhira, dhira. About the Goswamis, it is said, Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro prima mritamunidhi dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo nirmasaro pujito Sri Chaitanya kripa bharo bhuvi bhuvo bharavahantarako bande rupa sanatana ragujugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. So, one who is in the transcendental position, he is dhira. Poet Kalidas, he has described dhira means, even in the presence of provocation, one who is not disturbed, he is called dhira. He has described our Lord Shiva. When Lord Shiva was being worshipped by Parvati, Lord Shiva was naked and Parvati was worshipping the Shivalinga, but he did not become agitated. Therefore, Kalidas has described dhira, dhira. One who is not, the first disturbance is sexual disturbance. So anyone, although he is completely potent with all the potencies, but still he is not disturbed with sex impulses, he is called dhira. Actually, that is called brahmachari. Brahmachari is not, he is impotent. He can marry, he can beget children, but self-restraint, he is so self-restraint that he is not disturbed unless he deserves that I shall have sex and for begetting children. He is not disturbed. That is called dhira. That is not by seeing any woman or man one is disturbed. He is adhira. She is adhira. So dhira, dhira, jana priyo, priya karo, nirmas. The Goswamis, they were equally respectable for the dhiras and the adhiras. So, a spiritual master, a Goswami, should be equally merciful both for the dhiras and the adhiras. Otherwise, he cannot become a preacher. Preacher has to meet so many fallen souls. So if he becomes disturbed, then he cannot preach. Therefore, dhira, this word is here. Anupashanti, tam atmastham ji anupashanti dhira. He is called dhira. Without being dhira, you cannot perceive the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, because the God is there in Paramatma feature. But you have to become dhira without being disturbed. Then you can understand, here is Krishna within man. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti. Yang shyama sundaram achinta gunasarupam govindamadipuritam tamang bhaja. This dhira can be possible when we develop love for Krishna, then we become dhira. Otherwise it is not possible. Otherwise we shall be disturbed. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochane. And how we can see God? Not with these eyes. These eyes, but there must be some ointment. That is called prema. Just like a mother sees his child, although not very beautiful, very beautiful, because she has got love for the child. Alas, they are seeing the child not very beautiful. The mother, out of ecstatic love, sees the child very beautiful. So similarly, unless we have developed our love for Krishna, we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within our heart, not only within our heart, everywhere. Premanjana charita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu bilopayanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The same Vedic truth given to Arjuna is given to all persons in the world who pose themselves as very learned but factually have but a poor fund of knowledge. This is poor fund of knowledge, that God and I, we one. Now, because we are illusioned, we are thinking that God is different from me, but when the illusion is over, then I and God become one. This is Mayavadi theory, monism. But actually, this is not clear knowledge. God is always distinct from me. He is the supreme. It is not that we are equal to God. We are equal to God in quality, not in quantity. Therefore, those who are thinking that they are equal to God in every respect, they are illusion. Maya aparita jnana. They have been designated by Krishna as Maya aparita jnana. Although they appear to be very learned, scholar, but the essence of the knowledge is taken away by Maya. Therefore, they say that God and ordinary human being is the same. Maya aparita asuri. This is called asuri bhava. Asuri-bhava means not to accept the supremacy of the Lord, but think Him as one with all individual souls. But that is not the fact. That is poor fund of knowledge. Actually, when one becomes advanced in knowledge, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, bahunam janmanam ante, in due course of time, after many, many births, when he actually comes to the platform of knowledge, he can understand that Vasudev is great and I am small, I am insignificant. Therefore he surrenders. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhurla bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prabaddha. This is the sign of knowledge. When one surrenders to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is to be understood that he has actually attained knowledge. Otherwise, it is ignorance. To think